I'm Megan Lynch. Some downtown St. Louis business owners are pleased that city police conducted special patrols over the holiday weekend. Patrick McGlenn of Stadium Liquors told our partners at Fox 2 that he witnessed groups of teens shooting off fireworks Friday night when he was delivering pizzas.
Fireworks are dangerous down with these old buildings and the wood roofs, you know. All it takes is one bad firework to veer off and land on your roof and your roof starts on fire.
St. Louis police say they arrested 86 people as of Sunday evening, 58 of those juveniles, mainly for disorderly conduct offenses. Police also confiscated 60 guns. The St. Louis fire chief isn't happy with what happened on the 4th of July.
Chief Dennis Jinkerson says fire calls relating to illegal fireworks were up 61% in the city from the previous year, 140 compared to 87. Jinkerson says firefighters and EMS crews worked nonstop to protect lives and property. He says they showed exceptional commitment, but this kind of preventable activity puts an unsustainable strain on public safety resources. The number of total calls responded to from Friday evening through Saturday morning, though, stayed about the same as in 2024, just over 630. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
A few strong thunderstorms caused wind damage, flash flooding, and power outages Sunday in the St. Louis area. A power pole blew down in St. Charles County, along with some trees and large limbs in Lebanon, Illinois. Some roads were impassable due to flooding. The end is near for bridge work in South County.
Work began last September on the Bayless Bridge project. At first, workers were replacing the bridge in halves so some drivers could still get through. Dave Roan with St. Louis County Department of Transportation says at the close of winter, the decision was made to shut down the entire bridge.
The pavement on the existing half that was still open to traffic deteriorated to the extent that we were obliged to close the bridge completely. After which we proceeded with the replacement project.
The old Bayless Bridge was essentially two bridges with a support in the middle, called a double span. The new, a single span. One long surface stretching from side to side without the need for a support midway. Roan says the new Bayless Bridge is expected to be open by the end of the month, if not sooner.
So that's great news for everybody. That stretch of Bayless carries 17,000 vehicles on an average weekday, so it's a fairly heavily traveled roadway.
The Buckley Bridge project that connects Lime Ferry and Sappington Barracks Road also had some setbacks this year, but Roan says that should be complete by the end of the month also. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A longtime eyesore on South Kings Highway could get new lease on life with new retail. A four-story abandoned industrial building sits at the entrance to Home Depot, just blocks from Tower Grove Park. In recent years, the former CareTech Laboratories building suffered several fires. Now Avi Kamlani has the site under contract and has submitted plans for demolition and is waiting for approval on that before closing on the one-acre site. That's according to the Business Journal. Kamlani says it's a great location where 39,000 cars pass each day and new retail has already popped up. A big national church conference is underway in downtown St. Louis. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer reports.
The 62nd General Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church is a 10-day event and will wrap up this coming Saturday. It's taking place at the Dome at the America Center. Attendance over the weekend surpassed 50,000. Held every 5 years, the global gathering elects new leadership, sets policy, and organizes new regions for the fast-growing denomination, which now numbers 23 million members with more than 100,000 congregations in more than 200 countries. This is the third time a general conference session of the Seventh-day Adventist has been held in St. Louis. The first one was in 2005, and a smaller post-pandemic event was held here in June of 2022. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Over the weekend, Elon Musk said he has officially formed a third party. Will it go anywhere?
KMOX political analysts Hancock and Kelly have similar opinions. Probably not.
I won't say it's impossible, but I think it's highly unlikely.
With one caveat, says Republican John Hancock.
We'll be benefited if Musk decides to plow a couple of billion dollars in, though, I suppose. But I also don't know that there's an appetite for what he's selling.
Democrat Michael Kelly says Musk's America Party certainly could make waves among voters. At least for a while.
A couple of candidates that call themselves America Party may wind up being successful, but I think they essentially just cannibalize the Republican Party. I don't think it's a sustainable solution, but I definitely think it could be disruptive, at least in one cycle.
Polling suggests Americans like the idea of a third party. They just don't historically vote for one. Scott Jagel, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local Podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.